It's time for the week to take a look with Brad Bollinger at the North Bay Business Journal. Take a look at some business news in the North Bay. How you doing, Brad?
Good morning. Good morning, KSRO.
Good morning to you. You know, they got a lot of good stories here, but I got to start off with the one we've been running this morning, the 300 vacant lots kind of for sale story. Yes. Being reported by, I think, Pacific International.
Yes. So, you know, do the math, that's less than 10%, right? 5,000 plus homes burned. So it's not great, but I don't think it's a catastrophe, at least looking at it on the surface. And, you know, I think once this all settles down, this is a beautiful area to live in. It's still attractive. I talked to someone last week who's recruiting a major executive and from out of the area, and that person, you know, wants to come here. So I said, well, what about the fires? Well, you know, they looked at it, and this is the area that they want to live in. He's a wine connoisseur. So, you know, once again, not great news, but I don't, if you look at Lake County after their fires, the numbers were much, much higher because of the percentage of uninsured. So what I hope is that it stays at that 300 number.
You know, I think if you live to be 97 or 102 years old, the award for being for that is that you live to be that old. But Al Magini's going to get a special award, even though he's 102 years old. Another one.
Yeah. Al's an institution in our community, great benefactor of the junior college. Of course, Center's a junior college, served on their board many, many years. Memorial Hospital, again, just everywhere you turn. Plus, he's just a genuinely nice person, and I think is still driving his black Porsche and playing golf whenever he can. He's kind of one of these amazing, amazing people. So we're privileged to have him as the Exchange Bank's Frank P. Doyle Award winner this year. He follows in great footsteps with the Friedmans and Cotting. So we're happy to have him.
He still plays golf. Do you know what his score is? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, as someone told me when they got a hole in one, is usually when he has a one, it has a second digit after it. So I'd presume he's, you know, at that stage, you know, golf is a social game, so go out and have some fun.
You're saying I might have a chance there. That's good to know. Anyway,
there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, there's also a kind of a hearing from cannabis cultivators. There's a huge backlog, limbo right now, and it's especially harsh for Mendocino County.
Yeah. The rollout has been of the, you know, come and we'll give you a license starting January 1st has not been good. The percentages of growers and processors that have come forward has been, you know, in the low percentages. So, I mean, that tells you that this is, you know, it's a kind of a cart and a horse kind of thing. Usually have the laws in place before an industry comes along. This is just the opposite. And, you know, people are in that industry saying, you know, it's not worth my while to come forward. So, but we got to stay with it. It's new and it's, you got to expect some bumps in the road with something of this magnitude. So stay tuned. We'll be doing a conference in May about this very topic. So, you know, as we get more educated on it, we'll certainly share it with everyone.
Is it more or less just the price incentive is not there with the being high taxes, or is it just confusion?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that, you know, if you've been operating underground for, that's the right word, but without legalization or outside the law for so long, and along comes, you know, taxes that are significant with, you know, very little perceived benefit because it's still illegal federally, then, you know, you weigh your whether you should do it or not. So I think hopefully over time people will realize it's better to come out of the shadows. I think it's better for our communities, definitely. I think these home invasion robberies, you know, be careful what you ask for. When we legalized it, you're just drawing all sorts of, you know, people you don't want in your communities. So Let's hope that they figure out a way to move the ball forward.
And the scaffolding's coming down up in Napa, which means the shoppers are coming back and the retailers are doing well.
Yeah, that Archer Hotel, just absolutely spectacular project. And then, of course, the whole First Street project, you know, major retail, et cetera. So, we talked to one retailer whose business was up, you know, by 100% or something. So once the scaffolding came down so people can walk around and see things. It's a beautiful, beautiful downtown Napa now from one end to the other. So good for them. Yeah. You know, if you go back, if you look at the fires and the kinds of infrastructure projects we face here, think of the Napa Flood Control Project. I don't think anybody remembers when Napa would flood regularly, you know, downtown. And, you know, they took the bull by the horns and got a lot of federal funding for flood control, and now they have this, you know, this place is just not going to, that's gone, it's in the past, and they have a very modern and upscale downtown.
Well, definitely proof that hard work and investment can go a long way, yep, especially for downtown Napa. Brad, thank you again for your time this morning. We'll check in with you next Monday, okay?
All right, and check out our 40 under 40 winners are on our website, so a really good class number 11, I think it is. So we're going to have a lot of fun on April 20th.
All right, that sounds great. That is Brad Bollinger. He's the editor-in-chief, also publisher for the North Bay Business Journal.